This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The retirement underfunding dilemma in this country is a real one. Most Americans just don't have enough money put away. And that helps explain why more than half of the states either have or are considering laws that would create state-run retirement plans. Connecticut and Maryland are the most recent this year. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more.
When you talk to people who know a lot about retirement in the U.S., they tend to sound worried. Teresa Ghilarducci, a professor of economics at the New School, is one of these people. She says local governments will end up picking up the tab on everything from housing to health costs.
States and cities are the first line of defense on this crisis.
And low to middle income and Black and Hispanic people are the least likely to have any retirement savings.
To leave them high and dry without an option is really not an option, at least from a government perspective.
Kevin Lembo, Connecticut state controller, has worked to pass a state-run retirement fund there. It will require most private companies to offer some plan, though employees can opt out. A government board will oversee collective management of the funds. And that's what Republican State Senator Len Fasano from Connecticut has a problem with.
Government-controlled and government-invested and government oversight, and as long as government keeps their hands on it, I don't know if anybody's safe.
He says if people want to invest, that should be a choice. The trouble with that, says Teresa Ghilarducci, is that individual options like 401ks and IRAs can be confusing and risky. She thinks state-mandated funds are at least a stopgap.
In fact, if states could build a time machine so all their citizens could go back 10 years and start saving then, that would be a big help.
Of course, people have their own solution. Almost 40% of Americans say their retirement plan is to keep working or that they don't have a retirement plan. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.